This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, no, seriously, get involved in the conversation. You know, I know some of you don't want to hear your own voice. You know, I love hearing all that stuff. I'm being clean. I'm being nice. Right? I know you don't want to hear all that stuff. You know what? You need to. The only way that you figure out how to get engaged and involved, seriously, honestly, is how? Yeah. You get engaged and you get involved. That's how you figure it out. That's how you make it happen. All right. So, Mr. Trump today, apparently, he said today that he was going to protect our rights, our civil rights. Are Christian rights. I don't see a problem with that. I mean, some of you are going out of your mind. I know I don't use Facebook for everything, so don't go there. But some of you have looked at Facebook, and you hop on there, and you start talking about how, you know, it's not that, I know the hardcore Christians do it. They're okay with it. But he talks about how he's going to protect, you know, Christian liberties. He's going to go back to, you know, taking care of what this country was founded on. Yes, I am stuttering a bit because the monitor is so fast to keep up. They must be hitting this story like crazy. So what he said, basically what he says is that the faith voters, right, they can depend on him. Now, Trump paused for another day of sparring with Hillary from another day. Right, he went over to the national securities issues Friday to reach out to faith voters, telling an audience at the Value Voters Summit that he will defend Christian values like you've never seen before. Now, I know some of you like to make fun of that, because that's Trump. That's what he does. Right? Remember with the wall? I'm gonna do such a big wall. It's gonna be so pretty. The wall's gonna be so big. It's gonna be so pretty. Well, it doesn't mean anything, right? Nobody cares how big and pretty it is. How are you going to build it? What's it going to do? How are you going to make it work? That's what we care about. Right? But instead of me telling you what he said, let's hear out of his own mouth what he said. Let me see if I can pull this up on the screen. Oh, there you go. Look at that. I'm getting good with these computers. Yeah, I thought I was getting good with these computers.
This nation.
Okay, yes, yes, yes. I'll start all over. There you go.
Your values of love, charity, and faith built this nation. So how can it be that our media treats people of faith so poorly? One of the reasons is that our politicians have really abandoned you to a large extent. And Hillary Clinton, you can forget about her. So let me state this right up front. A Trump administration, our Christian heritage, will be cherished, protected, defended, like you've never seen before. believe me.
Do you believe him? He always says believe me, but do you actually believe him? Because I do. He's got, look at, he's got no reason to lie. Some of you are going to say, well, yes, he does, because then he won't get elected. That's not the point. It's not a matter of whether he's going to get elected or not. We know what Hillary's going to do. We know exactly where she stands. I'm not going to do the work for you. You have to do it yourself. I want you to go find his list. Just Google it. Go find a list of Trump's choices for Supreme Court. And then go find a list of her choices for Supreme Court, if you can find them. All right? I'm telling you, the next 40 years of your life, your children's lives, your grandchildren's lives, are going to be miserable. And it'll take another 20 years after that to turn them around. She will put on there the most liberal judges. I'm telling you. I said it earlier. I wasn't joking. Right? I wasn't joking at all when I said to you, this will become the Union of Soviet Socialist Americans. Because you're not going to, you know, I had this argument with this guy on Facebook today. I don't know why I do this. It's a waste of time. I realize that. But he was telling me how, well, come on, Joe, you're spreading fear. You know she can't just scribble out the Second Amendment. No, I know that. I'm not a total moron, maybe a half a moron, but I'm not a total moron. It's not a matter of whether she can any one of those. Do you think the president that's sitting in there now, he's not taking away the Second Amendment. He's not taking away any freedom of speech. He has written around them. I think some of these other states and the other cities that have written around the Second Amendment, right? Look at California. You'll be able to have a gun in California. You won't be able to have ammunition. Why? What's their game? Their game is that the Constitution says nothing about ammunition. That's what the loons in the California legislature actually use as a reason to pass the gun laws they recently passed. There's one legislative nut that wants to pass a law that says you can only buy ammunition at a firing range and only the amount you use at the range. You got to get back whatever you don't use. If my wife and I are standing there and I hand her the gun to shoot with, I can go to jail if she hasn't been checked out, hasn't had a background check. You know the woman I live with? Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to go throw up. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure. I tell you, I'm threatening you guys. I'm going to get a disco ball in here one day. I'm going to get the light with the thingy and the hoozy and all of that. And maybe some fake roller. Ooh, I'll get the little roller skater thing. I can. Never mind. All right. I'm Joe Bazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Sci-Fi on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Yep. I do appreciate the time. Look, if you guys haven't figured it out by now, even if I don't agree with you, I very much appreciate the comments that you make in the chat room. You're making on Facebook, you send to me in an email, we text, we tweet around here. We try to open it up. We make it very interactive. Even though it's my show, I want it to be your show as well. I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to call me. Look, if you think I'm off, say so. You know, it's really that simple for me. It isn't that hard. I don't think there's a hate button on Facebook or something like that, is there? And I don't knock you out of the, what is it, the chat. See, I'm not very good at this stuff. I don't knock you out of the chat room or anything like that unless you're just getting really nasty with people. I think everybody should have the ability to speak out, speak up. I'm good with all of that. Anyway, so back to Mr. Trump, the Trumpster. I know a lot of you people think he's just talking out of the side of his mouth. And we have no proof he's going to do that. Well, we don't have any proof he's not going to do it. How do you like that? But we do have proof he's going to do it. We actually have proof from both of them. We have proof that Hillary could give a crap less about what you believe as long as you believe in her. Believe in her, everything's good. You got her shirt on, everything's good. If you're part of the 56 families that crossed her in any way, shape, manner, or form, life is not so good for you. And you might not even be around. You may not have a life to have good. I've got a piece written about that on the website, therealside.com. Lay out every one of the people, except for the last couple. But I lay out every one of the people that had the misfortune of being in business with the Clintons when it went sideways. And she's had 30 years in government. Tell me what she's protected. Other than herself and her husband, what has she protected? Who has she protected? She hasn't protected the women. She's a candidate for the women. Yet she's tore up every woman that her husband has sexually abused. Yes, I know some of you don't like that. Sexually abused. Let's just keep it clear. He hasn't had sex with, because that almost sounds like it was consensual. Now, a couple were consensual, is my understanding, but the treatment they got afterward was terrible. By the wife. Yeah, partner. I don't know about wife. Maybe partner. How's that? Legally, she's a wife. Yes. I got that. Yeah. Right. Well, you know, they do that. Some people do that to stay in the country, right? They legally get married, but they don't really live together. They just take on a name. Anyway, so she's a candidate that'll help the women, but only the women she wants to help. Now, she even tried to throw her assistant under the bus when it came to the emails. So nobody is safe with her. If I was her daughter, she knows way too much. I'd be afraid if I was her daughter. Really, I wouldn't sleep in the same house with her with my eyes closed. I'd be very afraid. And but we know what Trump will do. And the reason I say we know what Trump will do, can anybody link me to some stories where he has fired somebody because of their religious belief or they wanted to exercise a religious belief? Has he not accommodated people for their religious beliefs? Has he not accommodated people, as far as skin color goes, women, he pays women the same and in some cases more. It's proven, but you don't hear mainstream media talk about that, do you? He does, and the Dems, though they scream for equal pay, they are notorious for not paying their women as much as they pay men. Right? Nancy Pelosi's office, when they did the audit, women got paid 71 or 72% of what a man in the same job with the same responsibilities got paid, but yet she's for women's equal rights, or equal pay, I should say. Are we serious? See, apparently I don't understand the dictionary. I don't understand what these terms mean. That's what it is. That's what it boils down to. Unreal. But Trump has. He has African-Americans. I'm saying it this way so you'll understand it. He's got African-American women working in some of the top positions of the company. Why would he do that? If he hates women, if he's not a man of his word, why would he do that? And then I love these people now that he says, you know, he's a great businessman. Now they're coming across with all these businesses of his that failed. Well, let me tell you what. If you're, and forgive me, I'm not putting you down, but hear me out. If you're a cashier at Walmart, you have no clues what it takes to run a business in most cases. In most cases. You don't know the failures. You don't know what it takes to start one up and how far along you'll go. You know, I love it when the unions and other companies and other groups like that come out and say, well, no, you can't close your business down. No, you can't cut wages. No, you can't do, you know, like they know, like they think that the owner of the company's got the stash of dollars hidden somewhere. It's not true. Like this $15 an hour wage. You know, you hear all these Dems going out of their minds that there's no reason why you can't have $15 an hour. Well, there is. There is, because you're out of business with 15 bucks an hour. Some of these places are squeaking by in a margin, and 15 bucks an hour really will hurt them. Because, you know, it's not 15 bucks an hour. We've been through this before. By the time they get done paying, the owner gets done paying taxes on that person and insurance and everything else, it's more like 21, 22 bucks an hour. Budgets are made well in advance, And we've already seen closures of restaurants, especially restaurants, because they run so tight to the wire. Sorry, back to Donald Trump real quick. Speaking at a gathering of conservative Christians in Washington, the Republican nominee said that political leaders have abandoned Christians while the media mocks Christianity. This is a true statement. Right? I mean, it used to be we had respect for everybody. Now they only have respect for Muslims in most cases, or atheists. Those two are okay. Everybody else is a nut job. But mostly Christians and Jews. You bring up any kind of Christian value or Jewish value, and they poo-poo you. Now, he went on to say, your values of love, charity, and faith built this nation. He told the audience, how can it be that our media treats people of faith so poorly? One of the reasons that our politicians have abandoned you. He's right. Where's Hillary Clinton in speaking to the faith community? Where is she in talking to the communities that are out there taking care of their communities? Yeah, really. You know, in Louisiana, during Hurricane Katrina, right afterward, do you know the first group that was out there? It wasn't the government. It wasn't the atheists. It wasn't the Muslims. It wasn't the Buddhists. No, it was Christian organizations, churches. They were like out there when the water was still high and hadn't receded yet. They were out there trying to find ways to save these people, to help these people, to feed them, to clothe them, to house them. Now, am I saying that means Christians are better than everybody else? No, maybe it took the other ones to come together a little while longer to come together, but they were there long after everybody left, too. Those mean, nasty, homophobic. I am sure that every Christian worker that was out there had a checklist, right? Show up at a house. I'm sorry, are you gay? Because if you're gay, I can't help you. Are you Muslim? Because if you're Muslim, I can't help you. I'm sure that went down, don't you? I'm a Christian. I've never asked anybody about any of those things when I go to help them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Housen will join me after the break. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid military spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Is that okay?
Yep. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. As I do every week, I always enjoy having, I haven't figured out why yet, though. I always enjoy having this guy on. I do appreciate the time that he spends with me. Michael Housem joins me as he does every week about this time to kind of give me the libertarian viewpoint of things. And I appreciate it. I had a libertarian on earlier, Michael, that was not as agreeable as you, I don't think. Anyway, thanks for joining
me. Oh, so what were they saying?
Well, he had made a comment on another show that kind of sent me into orbit, all right? And the comment was that he, what was it? We are an imperialistic country. We are, you know, an imperialistic nation. And that bothered me.
You're kidding.
No. He said, because we go into other countries, you know, we take it all over for the wrong reasons. We go in there, we stay, and I go, you know what? I don't find that to be true. I mean, we've done some stupid stuff, but I don't find that to be true at all. Your thoughts?
Well, a couple things. We had unconditional surrender with the Axis powers, which means we had the keys to the kingdom for Italy, Germany, and Japan. And my impression is that we pretty much turned those keys right back over to them. More recently in Iraq, contra your preferred presidential candidate, we didn't take any oil, and we could have. I mean, that's just, now if somebody wants to make a case that there is a cultural imperialism, I would still argue with that. I mean, you can go into any country in the world and there's McDonald's and Burger King's and Starbucks and all that. But that's as a result of free choices of consumers, no different than the reason there's two Starbucks within two blocks of me. So I don't buy it. I think it's nonsense. I think that guy's an idiot. I think he's a loser, and I'm ashamed of you for having him on your show.
You know what he said? Well, he's hey, look, I'm a free speech kind of guy. I'll shut you down at some point in time, but I'm a free speech kind of guy, right? So he said one of the things that he even said that he said, you know, my libertarian brothers are going to be really mad at me about this. So he proved the point. Yeah, the libertarian people aren't really going to be mad at him. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, no, I thought it was great. Yeah. Anyhow.
That's stupid.
I mean, serious. You got anything else you want to say about it? I mean, that's hilarious. Anyway.
Well, you know what? I do understand. I do understand people saying that. But the people that say that are like the Noam Chomskys of the world, right?
Okay, I'm good. Listen, I'm good with this. I'm good with you saying what you said. Here's the thing I get from him that drives I get from people like that drives me nuts is when you finally get them to start to talk about it, how they came up with that. How did they decide that's what was that America is an imperialist country? You find out that it really is something. They went down the road. Maybe they heard it from their professor. And I said to him, if we've been to 100 countries, we've been out to 100 events, are you telling me that because in 3 or 4 of those events it seemed like we went in and took the place over, that makes us an imperialist country? When I think of that, what do you think of? I think of Japan, right, in its early days. I think of England in its early days. I don't think of America. I never think of America.
No, not at all. Okay, so what other kind of stupid things did he say?
We'll move on to something else. I got other stuff I know will make you nuts that I want to play with here with you.
I know what you want to talk to me about. You want to talk to me about Gary Johnson's comments about Aleppo.
But that's good. Yeah, because, I played a clip of his this week who he was yelling at a guy that was doing an interview with him because the guy kept talking about illegal aliens. And he said, would you at least say they're here illegally? And he said, they're here because they want to work. They're here because they can't find it. And he was getting red-faced mad. And he said, I got that. But would you at least admit that they broke the law? He said, well, what would you do if you were trying to feed your family? I'm thinking, okay, no. No. Everybody would get, if Trump did something like that, it would be all over the news. It would be a 7x24 kind of news feed. Him, they just let it fizzle by the wayside. And then he does this Aleppo thing. I'm going, okay, he just went to like a -3 on my scale. But go ahead. Should he have known about Aleppo? Did you hear his defense on that?
Megyn
Kelly?
My impression is that he's totally owned the whole thing, number one. I think he frankly may have culpated it a little bit too much. But I got to tell you, to be candid with you, if somebody said, hey, what's Aleppo? I'd be like, the unfunny Marx brother? I actually don't know.
Wait a minute, though. All right, let's be fair and honest about this, all right? You're not running for president.
That's a very good point. And as soon as you bring that up, I will say this in response. I know what the JAG Corps is.
The JAG? Oh, you mean with the attorney corps for the military?
Well, yeah, didn't you hear Donald Trump the other night make a comment about that the military should have its own court systems and tribunals? He did. And I'm like, have you at least not seen A Few Good Men?
That's just a movie.
Yes, but the whole thing is about the JAG Corps. There was the TV show.
Yeah.
And, honestly, if you're going to do that kind of gotcha thing, I remember there was that one interview that Trump didn't have any idea what Brexit was. So,
I'm not arguing with you. I agree with you. I'm telling you that there's a lot of things that guy should have figured out, should be doing, and that kind of stuff. But again, Gary Johnson, he comes off. Give me some credit here. When you hear him talk most of the time, he almost reminds me of Rand Paul. All right. Why are you even questioning me? I know what I'm doing. Don't question what I'm doing. All right, I have a clue. I'm the right guy for the job. It's almost a condescending way in which I believe he talks to me. Maybe to you. You like him, so.
Well, I definitely like Rand Paul. Of all the presidential candidates, Rand Paul's the guy whose politics I like the most. Who I would suggest is probably more libertarian than Gary Johnson is. When I hear Gary Johnson talk, my thought is, man, I'm glad I don't smoke a bunch of weed. Right?
I knew you were going to say that. Right.
Because it comes off, it's like, you know what? It actually does slow you down a lot.
Can you see him in the White House going, lock the doors. We're gonna have a private conference for a few minutes. And get attorney exhaust fans on high. Thank you. There you go.
Exactly.
Right.
What, though? I will say. God. Oh, I don't know what I want to say. You know what, man? Here's the deal is that we've got 300 and some million people in this country. And
okay.
That these are the three people that a majority of people who have voted actually wanted to. And if If the voting numbers, this is even probably more frightening, I'll suggest this. If the voting participation numbers in the United States were along the lines of some European countries or Israel or one of those kinds of places, we probably actually would have Kanye West as the presidential candidate. Would you think not?
I don't disagree with you. I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, we are in a world of hurt. Come on, Michael. It's you know, I mean, when it comes to the scale of being smart, I shouldn't say this. I actually put you above me. You pay attention to this stuff. You really go a lot deeper than I go with a lot of the political stuff. Now, you and I are in it every day. What about these yo-hos?
That's not a smart thing. That's just that I pay attention more. Well, I mean, obviously,
you've got more money than me. You don't have to work as hard, I guess, or something.
I'm sure that's not it.
But think about all the people out there that don't have a clue, my friend, that have, I'm talking clue zero. I'm not, right? And they're out there, and they're going to vote for Hillary because she's a female Democrat. Do you know what I'm saying? They're going to vote for the Libertarian. Why? Because he's not Trump and he's not Hillary. That scares me more than anything that Trump or Johnson, or what's his name, would do.
Yeah, I get that. By the way, did you see? Oh, I talked about this on my show today. My show, which
you have a show?
Yes, I do. And that's did you see that transition?
Yeah.
My show, House Rules with Michael Housum, airs every single day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. A handful of stations across the country, all the streaming sites. The easiest place to find it is just to go to my website, houserules.us. Anywho, talking about this, plug aside, I've got to pull this up. This is, oh my gosh, this is just the best thing. It was from the Daily Caller. It was about Hillary. I don't know if you saw this. You probably do read this. It's an online blog called Humans of New York.
All right, you have to hold that because I have a break. Okay. But then you can do your Humans of New York, and it has Hillary Clinton on there. And anyway, we'll talk about that later. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Michael Housum joins us. He'll be back right after the break. Don't go far.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And you better, you know, if you're listening to that bumper, yep, American. American made. And I know it's hard to find stuff that it's American made, but you go looking for all kinds of other things on that interweb, on that Google. So there's no reason in the world why you can't go looking for something that's at least put together in this country. How's that? Let's shoot for that. Let's try to get some of these 94 million Americans that are out of work. Let's try to get them back into work again. What do you think, huh? I kind of like that idea. Anyway, Michael Hausman joins me as he does every week, and I have so much fun when he's on the show with me. I really do appreciate his time. Michael Hausman, you have a show called, you know why I don't know the name of it? Because it's on at some ungodly hour in the morning. Anyhow.
Speaking of that, it's time for you to come back on as a guest, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep, we can do that.
I don't like it when the host is smarter than me, though. It's really intimidating.
I wouldn't think that would be an issue, because I know you have a lot of confidence there. I would think the fact that I'm, you know, better looking.
Yeah, I can see.
Okay, I want to argue with you about your American made thing, real quick.
All right, of course, because you're a communist, right? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Of all the various things that I consider when purchasing a product.
Yes.
Where it's made is the least important one to me.
I know. You want the cheapest, right?
No. Well, in some cases, I want, let's put it this way, I want the most value for my money. Whether I'm buying paper, you know, cheap, or I'm buying a exotic sports car, I want the most value for my money.
Okay, I'll let you get away with that for a second. All right, but value is a broad term. Let's do this. Where I live in a community of about 200,000 people. Okay, we have a big car lot in the middle of town. I go to that car lot first. I try to make the best deal I can make. Now, sometimes, and we have paid a few extra bucks in the past to buy. You know why we do that? Because that tax dollar goes back to my community. When I go down to Los Angeles, as you would go from wherever you go, so if you went up to Los Angeles, you reap absolutely no benefit from the tax dollars that go into your vehicle. So would you be willing to spend an extra $200, $300 to get your tax dollars back into your school district, into your repairing of your roads, police department? Would you consider that value? You see what I did there?
I do. did you see what I did there?
Yes, I know. And you know what? I'd be in the same position, although I lock the doors and tell them I'm not home.
Okay, here's the thing, is that
You want to start all over because you seem to be like
No, I'm just thinking about how to say this because when you put it specifically something like that, all else being equal, something that will benefit, I would prefer to buy local. I would prefer to buy from the neighborhood shop. I prefer to buy something where the tax dollars go into my local community. Absolutely. But when I'm going out and buying a pair of jeans or a pair of shoes or a computer or whatever other kind of product I'm going to buy, or an automobile, a desk, a computer monitor or whatever, the Buy American thing is only important if all the other boxes are checked. Does that make sense?
Yes. I don't want to get ripped off, but I'm willing to pay a few extra dollars if I can keep it local, because I know that, you know, to your gene point, I get what you're saying, but if I buy them local, there's some little 15-year-old, 16, 17-year-old teeny bopper that now can go buy her vape device on Friday night because she's going to get paid because I kept the dollars local. So that's kind of where my head's at when it comes to stuff like that.
You know what?
Big bucks.
And I do get that.
Yeah.
What I don't like is I don't like, for example, if a presidential candidate were to make the idea of importing goods subject to additional taxes for the sake of forcing people to buy American.
Well, okay, but that's, what are you like, the opposite of O'Reilly? Look, here's what he's trying to do. When it comes to putting the Ford plant down in Mexico, right, what I want him to do, I would do the same thing. I'd say, look, you're going to take jobs away from Detroit. Not that there's anybody there to work, but you're going to take jobs away from Detroit and other parts of this country. You're going to move those plants down south. Why? Because you don't have to deal with unions. You don't have to deal with all the regulations that we have in this country. And then you're going to sell those cars here in America for less money. So let me see. You've taken people out of work. You've taken the ancillary people, the support services for the factory that would be here in America. You bet your buns I'm going to put some kind of tariff on there because you're taking money and food away from us. We can't compete with them.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to force everybody who's buying a car to pay more, that's fine. And I totally understand the economic theory.
But they don't have to. If they don't buy the Ford and they buy the Chevy that's made in New York or wherever, then they don't have to pay more.
Yes, but you are removing that choice.
Now you're a Republican.
That's certainly an economic theory. Just don't consider yourself a free market capitalist, and don't consider yourself a conservative. You can hold that position, but don't say that you're conservative.
Well, is that a libertarian position, or is that a common? See, I call myself a common sense conservative. And a common sense conservative says, I want Americans working. I want American tax dollars to stay here. Okay, I don't want these companies screwing us by going to, look, I do not believe for a second that maybe not yours, but the generic you, your illustrious Apple computers who, you know, the iPhone, the iPad, and all that, you wouldn't sell any of those in this country if they were made here because it'd be $1,500, $1,600,
$1,700. Okay, but you just said that, well, whatever phone you use, Joe, whatever it is,
yeah,
isn't assembled here.
No kidding.
It's not.
Probably not.
Whatever computer that you're using is not assembled
so,
here.
So if you heard my comment, though, it was look for things that are assembled here. Look for things that are made here. You can't always find stuff that's made here. I guess.
Yes, but now you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth because you just said that if Carrier wanted to figure out a way to get air conditioning systems to the American public for less money, you would disallow it.
No. What I said,
manufacturing overseas.
That was a good spin. What I said was, if you want to buy from a company that has kind of cut out the American from working, that has taken jobs away from Americans, that takes tax dollars away from an area, that kills all the support services in that area, then go ahead and buy from a company that puts them together in Mexico. But if Carrier wants to go to Mexico, right, and Train is still building them here in Arizona, I'm going to go looking for a Train unit.
Okay, but you would not make any effort to reduce Carrier's ability to build their product.
You know how you reduce the cost? You pull back on the regulations. You slap some of these unions around and go, you cannot keep driving the price of this crap up. Otherwise, when they do go to Mexico, it's your fault. Look at all the union dues you use. That's what I do. I pull them in a room and say, look, they go to Mexico, guess what you get? Bupkis. Nothing.
Okay. Now, that is an extremely different thing than having Carrier pay import duties and higher tariffs. Trying to change the marketplace so Carrier doesn't want to move, that they want to stay. I don't know if you saw this. Kevin Williamson, one of my very favorite writers at National Review, was writing about the fight that Apple is in right now with the EU.
Mm-hmm.
The EU is saying that Apple owes more income tax to the Republic of Ireland. Ireland has joined the protest that Apple is lodged against the EU because the Republic of Ireland government itself says that Apple doesn't owe them money. And the whole conversation is about tax havens. Kevin Williams's point is, why don't we make the United States the tax haven? Why don't we make it such that not figuring out a way to punish businesses who are wanting to figure out a way to build offshore, but why don't we create a tax and regulatory environment where businesses are like, you know where we got to start a manufacturing plant? We got to start a manufacturing plant in the United States of America because there's more money to be made there than anywhere else. That's what I like. But as soon as you start saying, okay, Mr. Carrier, we're going to infringe upon your freedom to build your own jobs and deliver a low-cost, good product to American customers by building it overseas – That is an economic theory,
now,
Pat Buchanan.
I heard you.
You just can't call it free market capitalism.
When you take the jobs to Mexico, okay, or Canada, whatever, but probably Mexico, when you go out of your way because you want to save all those fees and what have you, why should we honor that? We don't have enough time to argue this.
The possibility for cronyism to have some guy in an office in D.C. deciding who and what can do what and where is tyrannical and it's disgusting.
Ooh.
That's why.
Okay, so, you know, real quick, Seattle Seahawks this weekend, they say they may sit on 9/11 for the national anthem. 10 seconds, right or wrong?
I think everybody in the stadium should get up and walk the hell out as soon as they do.
Oh, I see. There is a redeeming quality for Michael Housel. Go to Mike. Houserules.com. Look, we'll put up his link, Michael. .us. There you go. Sorry about that. Always a pleasure, Michael. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you later on. Have a great weekend. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So you can check out the website, therealside.com. Have a great weekend. Don't be stupid. I want you back here on Monday.